this is a multi-annual funding package that I announced in March of this year, a total of $70 million, and this is an additional $30 million now onto the $40 million. This is for life safety applications made by schools and also for external works as well in terms of environmental improvement outside the schools. So this is a substantial investment nationally. It's also a very important investment for our own county here, whereby 24 schools, including 3 post-primary schools and the remainder primary schools, to get notification today of this important work. I know there are other applications outstanding in relation to other infrastructural improvements, but under this fund for this summer, we've selected the important works of life safety, emergency works, and also in relation to environmental works that were applied for in 2016-2017.
These environmental works, they include a new climate action focus for the summer school scheme and also electric vehicle charging points in schools.
What we're doing here is we're future-proofing climate action commitments that we've given as a collective government, and what we will like to see and will see happening here is that when schools are doing, say, car parks or even playground tarmacadam work, they will be required to put in ducting for future-proofing the electrification of cars and charging points. So we'll be keeping a very close eye on how we can continue to improve that future-proofing around climate action. So the works will entail that in the funding just announced today.
These works are planned to be carried out in the summer months to minimise disruption at schools.
Yeah, these are additional to the minor works that were announced in the last fortnight. €29 million were announced for minor works, but a lot of the minor works is for small-scale improvements and also helps in the day-to-day running of the school. And what we intend to do here is to continue with this multi-annual approach around summer works, capital works that will require additional funding. And also what I want to continue to do as well is to allow lead-in time in order for schools to get ahead of the curve with respect to tendering and getting the works in place just in time for the school holidays, and obviously to minimise the interruption to the school timetable.